Blog Talk Radio.
Stand by for Passions Podcast.
Welcome to Passions Podcast. I'm your host, Deborah Vidala, broadcasting live from Palm Beach County, Florida. It's Wednesday, December 28th, 2022. The talk show is brought to you in part by Blog Talk Radio. Today's topic of discussion is paying it forward. We are coming to a close for 2022, anticipating a new year of possibilities. I have a few announcements. I had the opportunity to be a guest speaker on the Big Bait Talk Show with Maddox at Studio Lax in West Palm Beach, Florida. It was a great experience. He was on Passions, and we were in a studio, and we did that live, and then we started filming Big Bait. He's got a good energy. It's very, you know, it's a big energy and spiritual at the same time. And so I just want to say thank you so much to Matic, and I'm just so grateful to start working with him. I want to take a few minutes and talk about a gentleman I met. He handed me a book. He signed it. It was a couple years ago, and his name is Joe Salomon. Best-selling author and prosperity coach. He's a financial expert. So I have his book here, 9 Money Rules Millionaires Use. It's a bit intriguing. He wrote to me in the book, you know, he signed it, and I wanted to share with the listeners. It said simply, "I believe in you." And that was such a great energy as well. I'm very happy just to announce so many good things are happening. So this week I viewed a YouTube video that Joel made. He's very precise and informative when he's speaking. He's very successful. So he gave Passions the last 30 seconds of his show. He is helping entrepreneurs around the globe. So I just want to say thank you, Joel. Thanks for communicating with me and also showing the podcast some love. Ladies and gentlemen, if you want to check out his website, it's www.SSAMURMOR.com. And check out Money Miracles Membership. That's on the website. So he's sharing good information with me, and I want to pass it along. Okay, everybody, let's get into the topic of paying it forward. It is an expression for describing the benefit of a good deed, repaying kindness to another instead of the original benefactor. I really like this topic. It was, again, more growth, and I'm just so blessed to be here with you. This is the last episode of Passion for 2022. And I just, again, I wanted to share a lot of information about what's been going on with me and the podcast. Okay. Let me continue on about paying it forward. I found it to be very intriguing that it kind of started around 2008. Could have been sooner. And it talks about 5 countries participated in paying it forward. 2009, it was 15 countries. 2010, 28 countries. 2011, 35 countries with 7 state and 15 city proclamations. You see how that's growing. 2012, 52 countries, 36 states and 41 cities. 2013, 60 countries. 2014, 69 countries. 2015, 75 countries. Inspiring goals with over 5 million acts of kindness around the world. It was really cool to see this. There's a lot of people in the community, especially for the holidays and year-round, doing acts of kindness. And it's, again, the ripple effect around the world that you want to increase your happy hormones. You need to do good things. And it's going to help other people. When you're helping other people, you help yourself. And I was out there during the holidays in Bryant Park, and it was very cold in Florida. And I did find a couple of people that were sleeping outside. That was a little bit of teamwork that I reached out to the pastor, and I said, could you give me a couple quilts? And he did. And I had goodie bags, and I went and I gave it to them. And they were sleeping outside. It was very cold. And so just the acts of kindness that were going on all Christmas season, all year, I was really feeling lucky and blessed. When you pay it forward, it's an expression for describing the benefit of a good deed, repaying kindness to others instead of the original benefactor. That is the original definition, but I see somebody on the line. The concept of paying it forward is alternative giving. You don't pay love back, you pay it forward. Hold on, let me get my caller on the line. Welcome to Passions Podcast.
Hi, Deborah. It's Amber.
Hi, Amber.
Hello. I had a few minutes, so I figured
awesome.
I'd call in.
Thank you so much. We're talking about paying it forward.
Yes. Well, would you like me to give an example real quick of a pay it forward?
Absolutely.
Okay, so as a realtor, I've been doing this for 8 years, and I had a girl who was getting a special loan through Florida, and it would cover her closing costs. It would cover her home. Her and her husband, I looked and searched and found everything. The only niche to it all was that the appraisal would have to come in at the right price for that to cover the closing costs. It would have to be above. It wasn't. It was $5,000 short. And it was a home, beautiful home, and I would have made my commission to be around $5,000. And it was during Christmas, 2 weeks away. And here I found out that she was short and they didn't have enough money. This is going to make me cry, sorry. And she was blind. She was blind, and she was struggling. Her mom was on oxygen, and her husband took care of most everything, and nice man. I helped them in times past with rentals. Well, so as I sat there in my home 2 weeks before Christmas, knowing how much I needed that money, I felt God tug in my heart and say, no, it's okay. You go ahead and give it to her, your commission, and I'm going to pay you back. So I called her up. Her name was Kimmy, and I called her, and I said, Kimmy, you're $5,000 short, and I feel in my heart I need to do this for you and give you my commission. And she said, no, you're not. Mm-mm. I said, oh, yes, I am. She said, no, you're not. I said, yes, I am. And we went battle back and forth. I said, Kimmy, God will take care of me. Let me do this for you. So I had to call my broker because it's, you know, it goes under my company. He said, okay, I don't understand this. I said, Dennis, don't worry. It'll come back to me. That's God's law. That's God's promise. When we get it, come back more. Well, we went through the closing. I did it. And I kid you not, Deborah, literally, I had 6 rentals back to back in the next, I got goosebumps telling you this, next month. And a lady in my church came up to me. And she said, my husband and I would like for you, we know you're a realtor, could you sell our home and then also help us find a home? I literally made triple of what I would have made for that closing on that one particular home that I gave my commission away. And that's the pay it forward, and that's the promises of God. So I wanted to share that. I thought about that as I called in.
That is a wonderful example. And, you know, that's, they were talking about examples of paying it forward, volunteering, donating, acts of kindness, good deeds, serving others in need, and selfless actions. This describes you in many ways, and we certainly aspire to continue to serve others and bringing in that attitude of gratitude, Amber.
Yes, that's absolutely the truth. You can never go wrong by helping somebody ever. It, no matter what you think or feel, if you think you're short on money or time or anything for that matter, you'll never go wrong by helping somebody. God will always pay you back. He pays it forward. He'll pay it forward to you.
Absolutely. I feel like, it, you know, you there's health benefits to all of it because this is a feel good. You can improve your health by and your well-being by doing good deeds.
Yes.
And you're choosing good mental health at the same time. So it's random acts of kindness is the core of paying it forward. And I love that description. The moral lesson, one can make a difference in the lives of others, and it can glorify random acts of kindness. And so it's a domino effect. Once again, all this good stuff we've been talking about on the podcast, it really ties in. It's interlinking all of the topics. What do you think of paying it forward? I think you have another example. You told me something over the holiday. You rallied in to help a lady get a coat.
Yes. So I've been working with the homeless and those in need and drug addiction and alcohol for a couple years now down in Pompano Beach area. And there's one particular girl who, her name is Monica, and I helped her last year with a coat, but someone had taken it, and it was going to be cold this past, you know, it's cold right now there. Here in Florida, you know, it's 19 degrees in Virginia Beach, but for Florida, I'm a Florida girl, and it's cold when it gets in the 30s, and she had nothing, and, you know, I just put a post on Facebook, and you and I had talked about it, but lo and behold, here comes somebody, his name is Chris, he's a doctor, and he saw my post, and I guess he's been, you know, God's been moving on his heart with some things, and lo and behold, he wrote me and said, actually, he called me, he texted me and said, I really want to do this. And he spent all day looking for things, blankets and jackets and socks. He spent all day doing that. And on day before Christmas, I think it was, or 2 days, I don't remember, but he went and he found them at the park and he brought it all. He brought her jacket to her. But I didn't tell you this part, Deborah, but next day on Christmas, he said, hey, I have more stuff, you know, and my family gave me things for them at the park, and I can't really enjoy myself on Christmas because I know they're cold out there, and I think I want to go get them some more things. He said, could you call? And nobody answered, but do you know what he did, Deborah? He went and looked. He went and looked, and
yeah,
he found them all huddled at the bank, an empty bank lot. He found them huddled, and he gave it to them. But that's the enormous gratitude that we have with God because of what he's done for us. But when he touches our heart to give to others, that's why Jesus said, blessed are they that give, for doing so they shall receive. So when you give, your heart is so full. Nothing compares to that, the joy that comes when you give. And so here is this man, this doctor, that is experiencing that overflowing love and joy for people that have nothing. And he not only once did he do it, but he did it twice, 2 days in a row, even on Christmas. He was about 40 minutes away. He drove up and found them and gave them things. Isn't that beautiful?
It is beautiful. It has to be cold there because I was out both days in Lake Worth. It was chilly, and I was kind of hoping that there would be a shelter open like in that proximity, and there wasn't. What a blessing to have this gentleman go out. And so he went out with blankets.
Yeah, and jackets and socks and everything, and little hats, you know, little warm hats. But like I said, not just once. He did it twice.
Nice. And he's down in Broward County?
Yeah, he sure is.
Yeah, so let's just, what is his name again?
Dr. Chris Schwartz.
Dr. Chris, this is Debbie from Passions.
Yeah.
We're gonna send a copy, an archive file to Dr. Chris. And thank you for all you're doing down in Broward. And if I have extra donations and I can send them that way, I certainly would love to correspond with him. And thank you for all you did during the Christmas season.
Yeah, he did it. You know, God made a way. Remember we were on the phone and said, no, it's okay. God will work it out. And he sure did within like 10 seconds that I got that call. But, you know, he did from his heart. It was the holidays and he did that from his heart. And I know that you do the same thing, Deborah. And when I go down in February, I'll be able to do those things again and cook and whatever I do, you know, for them. So, yeah, that's awesome. Your title. I love it. pay it forward.
Yes, absolutely. I'm looking forward to meeting you in February. It's my birthday month, and I think there's going to be good things happening. You're going to come broadcast with me. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Well, that sounds wonderful.
Go ahead.
No, you're good.
I was doing a little research on the topic, the pay it forward. I mean, did it start like in 2007? It said, pay it forward was founded by Blake Beatty in Australia, 2007. And that's when it started. So it's going strong, I think, very much so.
I think I watched a movie on it, and you're exactly right. But see, it's not an old thing. It's not a new thing. It's been since the beginning of time of God's law. That's why he always said, give and you'll receive back. So it's good that woman started that, and I think people are continuing to do it. And, you know, we are blessed when we give.
Amen. Amen to that. So I love the studying on this topic. I usually go into a little social studies, a little science, and, you know, they talk about this being very good for your emotional and mental health, and that the brain chemicals change when you're giving and serving. Your stress is decreased, and it has a positive effect on the immune system. What do you think, Amber?
Yeah, I think so, and I think I'm just sitting there listening to you, and I'm thinking about, ironically, the Grinch who stole Christmas. I mean, we all know that story, and isn't it true, though, that his heart was so little, but yet when he gave, it became so, so big, and it's just how that's how we are designed. We're designed to be a kind and sharing and loving people, and there's so many people that are just, you know, mean or nasty and looking for fault, and why not show love and pay it forward? And if somebody needs help with something, go ahead and do it. If you got to go drive an extra mile to go pick up somebody, take them to church, go ahead and do it. You know, if you got to take someone to work because they got a flat tire, go ahead and do it, because then it'll come back to you. It'll always come back to you. That's for sure. Kindness always comes back, maybe not in the way you think, maybe down the road, but it'll always come back.
Absolutely. Good feeling this holiday season.
You know, I'm sitting there thinking, when I was talking to you just now, I was thinking about the scripture, and even God said it. It's in the Old Testament. I'm not sure exactly where, but it says, cast your bread upon the water, and in days down the road, it'll come back to you. Meaning, go ahead and give, go ahead and cast out. Maybe it's your finance, maybe it's your money you're helping someone with, maybe it's food, maybe it's this. Go ahead and do it. Going to come back to you. That's God's word. He said that.
Yes, it's a very humbling experience to go out if you're just kind of by yourself. Some people have a big, you know, funding and even more donations, but what I say is whatever comes in goes out, and there's people that I'm serving, and that it's a privilege to do it. But again, I wish that, you know, our county or city would not have the people sleeping on the street. It's very sad.
Yeah, I always pray, and I'm believing God. Like I put a post up, but I am believing for 2023 to be a door of opportunity for that to change. I do have some connections and so a little bit in the works with some of those things, Deborah, and mm-hmm. which I won't say anything about right now because it hasn't happened yet. It hasn't had the concrete foundation yet, so to speak, of where it's established and it started. But I've worked with three different charities, board member, and I'm talking to a couple people pertaining to that kind of very thing, that, you know, there'd be a place, so to speak, for people to be able to go and to, lay their head, you know, be able to get off the streets and do Bible studies and do things to help them to not only be free, from the things that have them bound, whether it be drugs and alcohol or just whatever it is, you know, that there might be a place for them to learn and be able to grow and get better in life and get jobs and things like that. So it's something I've been praying about for actually the last year. And I do have a couple people that are interested in possibly helping in that area and maybe starting a nonprofit again is what I'm thinking, but it's all got to be in God's hands and in God's timing. So I'm just still waiting on him on those things.
I'm wishing you all the luck. I know 2023 is going to be a ray of light for us. You know, it's nothing good comes easy. That's what I say. And I feel like I kind of been climbing the mountain, but I'm in an upward motion. And I'm just, you know, going to keep a smile on my face and keep marching on.
That's good. And you're doing good, Deborah. You're spreading good to others, and that's a wonderful thing. And I know God sees that.
I'm so excited you could call in. I was like, oh, I see someone on the line. It's Amber.
I know, and I do have to go, and I'll listen to the rest because I have my family that I'm taking care of, the baby and everything like that. But so nice talking to you, and we'll be in touch, okay?
Thank you so much for being a part of the show.
Have a wonderful rest of the day. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye. Ladies and gentlemen, that was Amber Espinay. She has been a guest on Passions. And she came on to talk about kindfulness. She's a sweet lady from Virginia Beach, and she does a lot of videos. I was very enlightened by her because she's my Facebook friend, and every day I see her come on the video and talk about scripture. And, you know, I said, this girl, she's got just a light about her. This lady has a light about her. And then she goes to share her story about her twin passing. And so her and I connected on that level. But in the end, we're just searching for light, good things to do in this world and to share with others. So again, I'm just so delighted she could call in. Ladies and gentlemen, we've been talking about Pay It Forward on Passions today. This is the end of the year episode. I will be back in 2023 with some new guests and topics and also some return guests because everybody I've had on this year has been amazing. And we're all branching out. And it's going to be a big Passions family. It's going to be continuing to grow. And I feel blessed, really. And talking about paying it forward, you know, we just want people to respond. You know, respond to kindness and know that people care. And that's the message, paying it forward. I really loved studying the history about it. And also there's a science. When you're doing good things, your body rewards you, your mind rewards you. And I feel like it's really great that Amber, again, made the time to call in from Virginia Beach. She's a beautiful lady inside and out. And, you know, I really feel appreciative of her feedback on the topic. Ladies and gentlemen, we're getting ready to close. If you'd like to be a part of the talk show, you can contact your host directly off the air at 561 area code 856-0100. That's 561-856-0100. You may also call Passions, email passionspodshow@gmail.com. It's been a pleasure spending time with you this year, and I look forward to many more episodes next year in 2023. Have a blessed day, everyone.